Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. It's November the 23rd, and this is your unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Yes, it's the show where we have slightly sore heads. It's the show right after a Eurovision Song Contest. Of course, they mean the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, which happened on Saturday. Congratulations to Vladimir Hazoumanian, who won for Armenia. Armenia's first ever victory at any Eurovision contest. He won with the song Mama. We're going to take a look back on the podcast at Junior Eurovision on Friday with the kids from Duncan Place, who've been ably serving the jukebox jury for Junior Jukebox Jury over the last 3 weeks. What do they make of the top songs, Ventro Victor and the show itself? We'll find all of that out at the end of the week. Give them a chance to get in, you know, watch it, do the homework, go to school, come back and get thoughts together and get somewhere I can get all the kids together quite safely. But it has been a busy week as always for Eurovision News, and every week is going to get slightly busier up until the deadline on March the 14th, 2011. That's when all the countries have to have their song and performer submitted to the EBU for the contest that actually happens in May. So this Eurovision year, as it were, is building up now. Let's start with Sweden. Melody Festivalen has announced the running order for the first two semi-finals. No big names. Nobody, wow, they're entering this year. So we just have to wait for that. Of course, they have these two semi-finals, another handful, and then a second chance, and then a grand final. That's happening right next to the cutoff date on March the 12th. They're getting really, really close. There you go. Ukraine's had their fourth semi-final. They're ploughing through five of these. Three people go through from each semi-final by the judges' vote. They then have a public vote that's announced later on in the week to get the fourth one, and then they'll have the 20 going through for their final. It's set for February the 27th, 2 weeks before the deadline or so, and out of this week's winners, the 2009 Russian entrant Anastasia Pikhodova is actually through here for Ukraine as well into their final, so she might be having a return to the Eurovision stage. Azerbaijan, who for some reason didn't show the end of Junior Eurovision. Can't think why. They're starting their massive system. There's seven semi-finals before their grand final on the 31st of December. And each semi-final takes over 4 days. And the first day on television, they sing an internationally recognised song. And the second day of the semi-final, they sing a song from Azerbaijan. And the third day, they sing a song that has been in Eurovision before. And the fourth day, they can sing whatever they like. And on the fifth day, they all settle down and the country votes, and it starts over again the next week and the week after and the week after and the week after. I mean, it's just massive. That's like 29 shows just to find one song for Europe. But there we go. Shingiz Mustafayez has won the first week, so he will now be getting ready, making his selections for the final, as I said, right on the last breath of 2010 and the 31st. Let's do Sweden. We've done Sweden. That was up at the top. Let's do Switzerland. They've got another seven in their lineup. And good, funny way they're doing this. They're doing seven songs being selected by French Swiss television, three being selected by German Swiss television, one from Italian Swiss television. There's one wild card still to be announced. Out of all of this mix, there's some people who fall to the wayside, and there's been some great songs coming in as well. We're going to close off today's show with the song from Polly Duster. Now, I like these guys. It sounds great. It's Switzerland going with something relatively, you know, rock pop like that. We had that with the Love Bugs recently, and also we just reviewed Vanilla Ninja's last album back on the Eurovision Insight website, ESCinsight.com. They gave Switzerland their best results, again, with quite a, for want of a better word, a melodic rock number. So I think they're going to try and go that way again if this was to get through. My only problem with this is the guys in the band all wear kilts. And that means when I go into the press room with my kilt this year and Polly Duster made it, everybody's going to go, "You're Switzerland, aren't you?" And I'm going, "No, I'm Scotland. We don't have an entry." Grr. But that doesn't matter. This here, the song is Up to You. It's by Polly Duster, and it's in the Swiss National Final, which I think is like December the 11th or 12th. So not long to find out if this will be the song. But all I know is it's a good song.
Come on, man! We got him! change your life. It's up to you. Superstar, love your friends. I pray for you. It's all just up to you.
Polly Duster there. Polly as in parrot, with a bit of a pirate theme, which is good because we've already had ninjas mentioned on the show. It's time for pirates to return to Eurovision, even though technically Latvia had them as up. There we go. They are up for the Swiss national final. There's a whole bunch of national finals. We will bring you all the news of them as they go through. Right now, it's mostly the dates and a couple of the semi-finals going through. But don't worry, the action's going to kick up. By the end of the year, we're going to have our first handful of songs that we know are going to Eurovision. We'll probably know three or four by Christmas. That's quite a scary thought. But there we go. We will bring it all to you both here on the podcast and also back at the website, www.escinsight.com. Feel free to leave your comments there, or you can leave a review for the podcast back on iTunes as well. Just search for Eurovision in iTunes and we will be listed in the podcast section. But for now, thank you very much for your 10 minutes or so of the week to bring you the roundup and let you know what's happening in the world of Eurovision. Right now, there's a whole bundle of guitars, they're all electrical, and I'm going to ask them to play us out.